Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of June 14, 2023. Do you know that horses can't vomit? Today's archive star of computer vision and pattern recognition goes to Lorenzo Baraldi, Guanbin Li, and Hakan Temis for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 14 papers out of 52 submissions. Now let's hear paper number one. This paper was selected because it is authored by Alan Yule, professor of cognitive science and computer science, Johns Hopkins University.
Paper title:
Compositor, Bottom-Up Clustering and Compositing for Robust Part and Object Segmentation.
Authored by
Zhu He, Jining Chen, Ming Shen Lin, Qihong Yu, and Alan Yule.
Paper abstract:
In this work, we present a robust approach for joint part and object segmentation. Specifically, we reformulate object and part segmentation as an optimization problem and build a hierarchical feature representation including pixel, part, and object level embeddings to solve it in a bottom-up clustering manner. Pixels are grouped into several clusters where the part level embeddings serve as cluster centers. Afterwards, object masks are obtained by compositing the part proposals. This bottom-up interaction is shown to be effective in integrating information from lower semantic levels to higher semantic levels. Based on that, our novel approach compositor produces part and object segmentation masks simultaneously while improving the mask quality. Compositor achieves state-of-the-art performance on PartImageNet and Pascal Part by outperforming previous methods by around 0.9% and 1.3% on PartImageNet, 0.4% and 1.7% on Pascal Part in terms of part and object MIOU, and demonstrates better robustness against occlusion by around 4.4% and 7.1% on part and object respectively. Code will be available at github.com/tactju/compositor.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number two. This paper was selected because it is authored by Michael J. Black, Max Planck Institute for Intelligent Systems, and Amazon.
Paper title:
Instant Multiview Head Capture Through Learnable Registration.
Authored by
Timo Bolkart, Tianye Li, and Michael J. Black.
Paper abstract:
Existing methods for capturing datasets of 3D heads in dense semantic correspondence are slow, and commonly address the problem in two separate steps: multiview stereo, MVS, reconstruction followed by non-rigid registration. To simplify this process, we introduce Tempe, towards estimation of 3D meshes from performances of expressive heads, to directly infer 3D heads in dense correspondence from calibrated multiview images. Registering datasets of 3D scans typically requires manual parameter tuning to find the right balance between accurately fitting the scan surfaces and being robust to scanning noise and outliers. Instead, we propose to jointly register a 3D head dataset while training Tempe. Specifically, during training we minimize a geometric loss commonly used for surface registration, effectively leveraging Tempe as a regularizer. Our multiview head inference builds on a volumetric feature representation that samples and fuses features from each view using camera calibration information. To account for partial occlusions and a large capture volume that enables head movements, we use view and surface-aware feature fusion, and a spatial transformer-based head localization module, respectively. We use raw MVS scans as supervision during training, but, once trained, Tempe directly predicts 3D heads in dense correspondence without requiring scans. Predicting one head takes about 0.3 seconds with a median reconstruction error of 0.26 millimeters, 64% lower than the current state of the art. This enables the efficient capture of large datasets containing multiple people and diverse facial motions. Code, model, and data are publicly available at tempe.is.2a.mpg.de.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by John Schlenz, Google Research.
Paper title:
MoFi, Learning Image Representations from Noisy Entity Annotated Images.
Authored by
Wentao Wu, Alexei Timofeyev, Chen Chen, Bowen Zhang, Kun Duan, Shunning Liu, Yantano Zheng, John Schlenz, Shanzi Du, Jay Gan, and Yinfei Yang.
Paper abstract:
We present MoFi, a new vision foundation model designed to learn image representations from noisy entity annotated images. MoFi differs from previous work in two key aspects: pre-training data, and training recipe. Regarding data, we introduce a new approach to automatically assign entity labels to images from noisy image text pairs. Our approach involves employing a named entity recognition model to extract entities from the alt text, and then using a clip model to select the correct entities as labels of the paired image. The approach is simple, does not require costly human annotation, and can be readily scaled up to billions of image text pairs mined from the web. Through this method, we have created image to entities, I2E, a new large-scale dataset with 1 billion images and 2 million distinct entities, covering rich visual concepts in the wild. Building upon the I2E dataset, we study different training recipes, including supervised pre-training, contrastive pre-training, and multitask learning. For contrastive pre-training, we treat entity names as freeform text, and further enrich them with entity descriptions. Experiments show that supervised pre-training with large-scale fine-grained entity labels is highly effective for image retrieval tasks, and multitask training further improves the performance. The final MoFi model achieves 86.66% MAP on the challenging GPR-1200 dataset, surpassing the previous state-of-the-art performance of 72.19% from OpenAI's CLIP model. Further experiments on zero-shot and linear probe image classification also show that MoFi outperforms a CLIP model trained on the original image text data, demonstrating the effectiveness of the I2E dataset in learning strong image representations.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Andrea Vidaldi, University of Oxford.
Paper title:
ViewSet Diffusion, Zero Image Condition 3D Generative Models from 2D Data.
Authored by
Stanislaw Szymanowicz, Christian Ruprecht, and Andrea Vidaldi.
Paper abstract:
We present ViewSet Diffusion, a framework for training image condition 3D generative models from 2D data. Image condition 3D generative models allow us to address the inherent ambiguity in single view 3D reconstruction. Given one image of an object, there is often more than one possible 3D volume that matches the input image, because a single image never captures all sides of an object. Deterministic models are inherently limited to producing one possible reconstruction and therefore make mistakes in ambiguous settings. Modeling distributions of 3D shapes is challenging because 3D ground truth data is often not available. We propose to solve the issue of data availability by training a diffusion model which jointly denoises a multi-view image set. We constrain the output of ViewSet diffusion models to a single 3D volume per image set, guaranteeing consistent geometry. Training is done through reconstruction losses on renderings, allowing training with only 3 images per object. Our design of architecture and training scheme allows our model to perform 3D generation and generative, ambiguity-aware single-view reconstruction in a feed-forward manner. Project page, cmanowicz.github.io/viewsetdiffusion.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yang Liu, Computer Science, Harbin Institute of Technology, and Liang Lin, Professor, School of Data and Computer Science, Sun Yat-sen University, China.
Paper title:
Dense Light, Efficient Control for Large-Scale Traffic Signals with Dense Feedback.
Authored by
Junfan Lin, Yuying Zhu, Lingbo Lu, Yang Lu, Guanbin Li, and Liang Lin.
Paper abstract:
Traffic Signal Control, TSC, aims to reduce the average travel time of vehicles in a road network, which in turn enhances fuel utilization efficiency, air quality, and road safety, benefiting society as a whole. Due to the complexity of long horizon control and coordination, most prior TSC methods leverage deep reinforcement learning, RL, to search for a control policy and have witnessed great success. However, TSC still faces two significant challenges. 1. The travel time of a vehicle is delayed. Feedback on the effectiveness of TSC policy at each traffic intersection, since it is obtained after the vehicle has left the road network. Although several heuristic reward functions have been proposed as substitutes for travel time, they are usually biased and not leading the policy to improve in the correct direction. 2. The traffic condition of each intersection is influenced by the non-local intersection, since vehicles traverse multiple intersections over time. Therefore, the TSC agent is required to leverage both the local observation and the non-local traffic conditions to predict the long horizontal traffic conditions of each intersection comprehensively. To address these challenges, we propose Dense Light, a novel RL-based TSC method that employs an unbiased reward function to provide dense feedback on policy effectiveness, and a non-local enhanced TSC agent to better predict future traffic conditions for more precise traffic control. Extensive experiments and ablation studies demonstrate that Dense Light can consistently outperform advanced baselines on various road networks with diverse traffic flows. The code is available at github.com/junfanlin/dense. Light.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Julian Myrl, INRIA, Grenoble, Rhône-Alpes.
Paper title:
Semi-supervised learning made simple with self-supervised clustering.
Authored by
Enrico Fini, Pietro Astolfi, Kartik Alahari, Xavier Alameda Pineda, Julian Myrl, Moin Nabi, and Elisa Ritchie.
Paper abstract:
Self-supervised learning models have been shown to learn rich visual representations without requiring human annotations. However, in many real-world scenarios, labels are partially available, motivating a recent line of work on semi-supervised methods inspired by self-supervised principles. In this paper, we propose a conceptually simple yet empirically powerful approach to turn clustering-based self-supervised methods such as SWAV or DINO into semi-supervised learners. More precisely, we introduce a multitask framework merging a supervised objective using ground truth labels and a self-supervised objective relying on clustering assignments with a single cross-entropy loss. This approach may be interpreted as imposing the cluster centroids to be class prototypes. Despite its simplicity, we provide empirical evidence that our approach is highly effective and achieves state-of-the-art performance on CIFR 100 and ImageNet.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Tatiana Lykomenenko and Unshal Tuzel, Apple.
Paper title:
Vision Datasets, a Benchmark for Vision-Based Industrial Inspection.
Authored by
Hoping Bei, Shangkong Mo, Tatiana Lykomenenko, Ramazan Gokberg Sinbiz, Unchal Tuzel, Ping Huang, Jilong Shan, Jian Junxi, and Meng Cao.
Paper abstract:
Despite progress in vision-based inspection algorithms, real-world industrial challenges, specifically in data availability, quality, and complex production requirements, often remain underaddressed. we introduce the vision datasets, a diverse collection of 14 industrial inspection datasets, uniquely poised to meet these challenges. Unlike previous datasets, Vision brings versatility to defect detection, offering annotation masks across all splits and catering to various detection methodologies. Our datasets also feature instant segmentation annotation, enabling precise defect identification. With a total of 18K images encompassing 44 defect types, Vision strives to mirror a wide range of real-world production scenarios. By supporting two ongoing challenge competitions on the Vision datasets, we hope to foster further advancements in vision-based industrial inspection.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is offered by Noah Snavely, Associate Professor, Cornell University and researcher at Google AI.
Paper title:
Neural Scene Chronology.
Authored by
Haotong Lin, Quankian Wang, Ruojin Kai, Saida Peng, Hadar Averbuch Elor, Xiaowei Zhou, and Noah Snavely.
Paper abstract:
in this work, we aim to reconstruct a time-varying 3D model, capable of rendering photorealistic renderings with independent control of viewpoint, illumination, and time, from internet photos of large-scale landmarks. The core challenges are twofold. First, different types of temporal changes, such as illumination and changes to the underlying scene itself, such as replacing one graffiti artwork with another, are entangled together in the imagery. Second, scene-level temporal changes are often discrete and sporadic over time, rather than continuous. To tackle these problems, we propose a new scene representation equipped with a novel temporal step function encoding method that can model discrete scene-level content changes as piecewise constant functions over time. Specifically, we represent the scene as a space-time radiance field with a per-image illumination embedding, where temporally varying scene changes are encoded using a set of learned step functions. To facilitate our task of chronology reconstruction from internet imagery, we also collect a new dataset of 4 scenes that exhibit various changes over time. We demonstrate that our method exhibits state-of-the-art view synthesis results on this dataset, while achieving independent control of viewpoint, time, and illumination.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Dietmar Saupe, Professor of Computer Science, University of Konstanz, Germany.
Paper title:
Localization of Just Noticeable Difference for Image Compression.
Authored by
Guang and Chen, Han He Lin, Oliver Wiedemann, and Dietmar Saupe.
Paper abstract:
the just noticeable difference, JND, is the minimal difference between stimuli that can be detected by a person. The picture-wise just noticeable difference, PJND, for a given reference image and a compression algorithm represents the minimal level of compression that causes noticeable differences in the reconstruction. These differences can only be observed in some specific regions within the image, dubbed as JND critical regions. Identifying these regions can improve the development of image compression algorithms. Due to the fact that visual perception varies among individuals, determining the PJND values and JND critical regions for a target population of consumers requires subjective assessment experiments involving a sufficiently large number of observers. In this paper, we propose a novel framework for conducting such experiments using crowdsourcing. By applying this framework, we created a novel PJND dataset, ConJND++, consisting of 300 source images, compressed versions thereof under JPEG or BPG compression, and an average of 43 ratings of PJND and 129 self-reported locations of JND critical regions for each source image. Our experiments demonstrate the effectiveness and reliability of our proposed framework, which is easy to be adapted for collecting a large-scale dataset. The source code and dataset are available at github.com/onchendev/lockjnd.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Chen Change Loi, Nanyang Technological University.
Paper title:
Re-render a video, zero-shot text-guided video-to-video translation.
Authored by
Shuai Yang, Yifan Zhou, Ziwei Lu, and Chen Change Loi.
Paper abstract:
Large text-to-image diffusion models have exhibited impressive proficiency in generating high-quality images. However, when applying these models to video domain, ensuring temporal consistency across video frames remains a formidable challenge. This paper proposes a novel zero-shot text-guided video-to-video translation framework to adapt image models to videos. The framework includes two parts: keyframe translation and full video translation. The first part uses an adapted diffusion model to generate keyframes, with hierarchical cross-frame constraints applied to enforce coherence in shapes, textures, and colors. The second part propagates the keyframes to other frames with temporal-aware patch matching and frame blending. Our framework achieves global style and local texture temporal consistency at a low cost, without retraining or optimization. The adaptation is compatible with existing image diffusion techniques, allowing our framework to take advantage of them, such as customizing a specific subject with low RA, and introducing extra spatial guidance with control net. Extensive experimental results demonstrate the effectiveness of our proposed framework over existing methods in rendering high-quality and temporally coherent videos.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 11. This paper was selected because it is authored by Rita Cucchiara, Università degli Studi di Modena e Reggio Emilia.
Paper title:
Learning to Mask and Permute Visual Tokens for Vision Transformer Pre-Training.
Authored by
Lorenzo Baraldi, Roberto Amoroso, Marcella Cornea, Lorenzo Baraldi, Andrea Pilzer, and Rita Cucchiara.
Paper abstract:
The use of self-supervised pre-training has emerged as a promising approach to enhance the performance of visual tasks such as image classification. In this context, recent approaches have employed the masked image modeling paradigm, which pre-trains a backbone by reconstructing visual tokens associated with randomly masked image patches. This masking approach, however, introduces noise into the input data during pre-training, leading to discrepancies that can impair performance during the fine-tuning phase. Furthermore, input masking neglects the dependencies between corrupted patches, increasing the inconsistencies observed in downstream fine-tuning tasks. To overcome these issues, we propose a new self-supervised pre-training approach, named Masked and Permuted Vision Transformer, MAPET, that employs autoregressive and permuted predictions to capture intra-patch dependencies. In addition, MAPET employs auxiliary positional information to reduce the disparity between the pre-training and fine-tuning phases. In our experiments, we employ a fair setting to ensure reliable and meaningful comparisons and conduct investigations on multiple visual tokenizers, including our proposed K-clip, which directly employs discretized clip features. Our results demonstrate that MAPET achieves competitive performance on ImageNet, compared to baselines and competitors under the same model setting. Source code and trained models are publicly available at github.com/imagelab/mapet.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 12. This paper was selected because it is authored by Andreas Geiger, Professor of Computer Science, University of Tübingen and MPIS.
Paper title:
Hidden Biases of End-to-End Driving Models.
Authored by
Bernhard Jaeger, Kasyap Chitta, and Andreas Geiger.
Paper abstract:
End-to-end driving systems have recently made rapid progress, in particular on CARLA. Independent of their major contribution, they introduce changes to minor system components. Consequently, the source of improvements is unclear. We identify two biases that recur in nearly all state-of-the-art methods and are critical for the observed progress on CARLA. 1. Lateral recovery via a strong inductive bias towards target point following, and 2. Longitudinal averaging of multimodal waypoint predictions for slowing down. We investigate the drawbacks of these biases and identify principled alternatives. By incorporating our insights, we develop TF++, a simple end-to-end method that ranks first on the longest 6 in lab benchmarks, gaining 14 driving score over the best prior work on longest 6.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 13.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Mingming Cheng, Professor, CS, Nankai University.
Paper title:
Referring Camouflaged Object Detection.
Authored by
Xiang Zhang, Bowen Yin, Zheng Lin, Kuaibin Ho, Dengping Fan, and Mingming Cheng.
Paper abstract.
In this paper, we consider the problem of referring camouflaged object detection, REF-COD, a new task that aims to segment specified camouflaged objects based on some form of reference, for example, image, text. We first assemble a large-scale dataset, called R2C7K, which consists of 7K images covering 64 object categories and real-world scenarios. Then, we develop a simple but strong dual-branch framework, dubbed R2CNet, with a reference branch learning common representations from the referring information and a segmentation branch identifying and segmenting camouflaged objects under the guidance of the common representations. In particular, we design a referring mask generation module to generate pixel-level prior mask and a referring feature enrichment module to enhance the capability of identifying camouflaged objects. Extensive experiments show the superiority of our REF-COD methods over their COD counterparts in segmenting specified camouflaged objects and identifying the main body of target objects. Our code and dataset are publicly available at github.com/zhangxiang1004/REF-COD.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 14.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Meng Wang, Hefei University of Technology.
Paper title:
A Survey on Video Moment Localization.
Authored by
Meng Lu, Liqiang Ni, Yongxiao Wang, Meng Wang, and Yang Rui.
Paper abstract:
Video Moment Localization, also known as video moment retrieval, aiming to search a target segment within a video described by a given natural language query. Beyond the task of temporal action localization whereby the target actions are predefined, video moment retrieval can query arbitrary complex activities. In this survey paper, we aim to present a comprehensive review of existing video moment localization techniques, including supervised, weakly supervised, and unsupervised ones. We also review the datasets available for video moment localization and group results of related work. In addition, we discuss promising future directions for this field, in particular large-scale datasets and interpretable video moment localization models.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans.